Father of love, we come before you and we bow, that we bring our heart and our thanks and our love and our joy for having this moment to spend with you. We do not take this for granted. There is no one else in this world that shares in this opportunity like we do. And it's because of these meetings and moments that we share together that we're able to bond our hearts together with you closer and even spend more time with you to learn what it is that you ask of us and how we should carry out our tasks. We pray for strength this evening. We pray for all of our fellow teammates that you will spark our hearts with life, with fire, and get us moving forward. We know, Father, that the end time, we've been in it for a while, and we see all the things that are falling apart around us. But we pray, Father, for more direction, for insight, for clarification. And we thank you already, Father, for the wonderful meeting that we will share together. See the hearts of our fellow guardians and their families. Provide strength to bear whatever it is that they have to carry, and let it not distract from anything that we share in this meeting. We pray for your peace. We're thankful for all that you provide for us. We have invited eternity. They are so welcome. We think especially of those who lost their lives on 9/11 on both sides of this tragedy, because it's just horrible. We pray for all those souls that they were able to find grace, and if they have not, that they still can, and that you give them insight, that they can understand what's going on, and that they have been lied to as far as one side goes, and the other side that's angry because their lives were taken from them, that they can somehow forgive and move forward. Thank you again. We look forward to hearing from you. And if we've forgotten something, I know you'll cover it. And know, Father, that we love you. In accordance with your will, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Let's start a meditation session. Father would like everybody to meet in the center of your own mind, in your own home. Take deep breaths. Stand in the center of your house. Father is actually standing in the center, and all of us in the center of our minds are around him. And I can see everybody's homes, where their dwellings, whatever setting they've created for themselves. Father says, take a deep breath. He says, let go of the day. Take a deep breath. Let go of your past week. Father said, the reason I'm having you all meet in the center of your mind is because some of you have forgotten that this is the center of your mind. I'm trying to bring clarity to the center of your mind, that you'll find it a little bit easier to be here and then to come and see me in the future. And that too, by being in the center of your mind, you can focus a lot better and clearer than you have. Take a deep breath, and everybody have a seat in your own house and relax. Some of you seem to feel you're on edge. I am not going to spank anyone or reprimand anybody. Take a deep breath and let go of that. I feel there's guilt in some hearts, so I'm going to ask you to let go of that as well. If you attended a service today and you asked me for forgiveness, I granted that to you. For those of you who are not able to be in service and could not be connected, I give you this opportunity right now to ask me for forgiveness, and I will offer it to you. No, I have not done this very often, but I know that there are different situations and circumstances or there are not churches close by where some of you live. So I'm going to give you a get out of sin free jail card today. Take a deep breath, and everybody can just let go of whatever sins they think they're still hanging on to that they should have let go of today. I give you a moment to think about what that is or what they are. And I would like you to visualize what that sin is and then let go of it. I am bringing a new dimension of faith to all of your hearts. When you trust in me and you do what I ask, there is great reward. Having your sins forgiven and not having it pronounced over you by someone that stands in the power and authority of Jesus is a gift. And I gladly give you this gift tonight. It is born out of a father's heart, born out of the concern I have for all of you. And for some time now, the team has been disconnected, disjointed. We have not been focused as we should be. There are connections that are made from one guardian to the other, but there should be more connections to Triland and Triland to you. It is through that connection that more blessing is received. Tonight, you will hear in my message some instructions. I ask that you take those to heart. Everyone, please take a deep breath. Let go of your anxiety. I offer to all of you peace. Some of you have not been feeling well. You feel run down. You have medical conditions that you've been working through with physicians. I give you strength to bear these illnesses, and they will surpass, or I should say, pass away in time. I will not say the word soon. No one likes the word soon, apparently. I give tests and trials to you to have you learn empathy, to have you learn compassion, to give you understanding, to humble you, because in the future, many souls will seek you out, and you will know exactly what to say. You will know exactly how to comfort those souls, be them here in flesh or in eternity. You are a universal creature. You have the power to dwell in both worlds. That is not something that should be taken lightly. I have said to all of you in the past, you are unique creatures, unlike any others I have created and given certain power and authority to through my son, Triland. Take a deep breath. I had a conversation with my son this morning, Triland, and he asked me point blank, "Father, why am I so angry?" And I said to him, "Boy, you are picking up on the angst in this world, and the anger from everyone in it who knows that what currently is going on is not right in the world. There is so much evil, so much sin. And you, boy, are like a magnet or an antenna. And it all comes to you. So I told him every day when he comes and sees me, he needs to take all of that and hand it to me. I share this with all of you because you are offshoots of Triland. So perhaps maybe you are struggling with why you're so angry and frustrated and fed up. This is why, beloved. Come and see me and give this to me every day. Triland's heart settled for the first time in months after he gave this to me. He has a new level of peace. Perhaps you can pick up on it just by listening to him. I offer that to all of you. When you go into eternity, the souls will place things on you. Bring them to me and give them to me. They are not yours to be a burden. You are their messenger. You gladly bring their concerns to me. This is another way that you can be a guardian. Help and heal. This is what we focus on as guardians. Protect will come later. But right now, I need all of you to focus on helping and healing. Everyone take a big deep breath. I'm filling you with strength. I think you all will sleep well tonight. When you're ready, focus your attention behind your eyes and open them, and let's get this meeting started. How's everybody feeling?
Juiced up, I guess.
Good. The Trisis, you look so thin.
I look chubby.
That's a Triland chubby to you, buddy. Oh. All right. I give you my peace because I got a lot of it today, so I'm going to share it with everybody. I met with Father. Here is his message. My dear guardians, good evening and welcome. Today is the remembrance of those who lost their lives 21 years ago. It was a global tragedy because it affected every soul on earth and in eternity. Many religions follow gods that are not me. Once again, I am who I am. I remain nameless. Why am I bringing this up? When a soul enters into eternity, it sends a ripple effect throughout the world and the eternal world because we are all connected. I created every soul with a small piece of myself, and I dwell inside every soul. When a soul enters eternity, they feel a great loss, and so do their families and all who are connected. This world strives to separate. We all should be striving to join together to help and heal. This is what all my children should be doing, especially my guardians. Do you remember me telling you to destroy the spirit of separation? A few of you have, but all of you need to be doing it as well. The tide is changing fast now. You can see unrest and hatred toward one another growing. Please step in when you feel this is happening. Many of you have not been helping with cleaning the countries. Let me ask you a question. Have you ever been in great turmoil, stress, and pain? Did you not want it to end? These countries are in that same situation. If a person has the ability to change a situation and does not, is that not cruel? Please help. How is your meditation session going? Daily or weekly? Please answer that question for yourself. If you do not meditate, then you cannot focus on what you need to be doing. Be active. I know I keep saying this. Why? Because you are focusing on your earthly existence only. And on the rarest of occasion, you look into your spiritual life. Beloved, I am trying to encourage you to lean more towards the spiritual than the natural. This world will pass away very soon, and I need all of you ready to step in and help in all of your gifts. Focus now on you. Focus on your heart. Learn what your gifts are. Come and see me, and I will help them grow. I wish to add more gifts to you, but you need to come to me. Let go of the world and work in the realms and countries. I love and support you. Please support me. Anybody have any questions or comments? Father was not angry when he gave me this message. You could tell tonight when he was talking with us, he's not angry. I guess what I'll tell you, when I was with him, I just felt he was greatly disappointed. And for me, I think that's worse than him being angry. Because when he's angry, I at least know how I should feel and act. But when he's disappointed, then I kind of feel lost. I don't know how you feel. Everybody can answer that for themselves. Does anybody have anything they'd like to talk about the meditation we just had with Father, or anything he just told us about?
I got a quick question.
Sure.
So when he forgave us our sins, and he gave us the extra faith, he wasn't giving us the power to forgive our sins, was he?
No.
That's kind of what it almost sounded like to me, but I know that's not right.
No. No, he was just forgiving our sins in this one-time situation.
So that was a one-shot deal. I can't go to the center of my mind and ask him to do it again?
Well, you can ask. Whether he's going to do it or not, it's up to him.
Okay.
You can always ask. I can tell you that I have had moments with him where I felt so burdened, and it was a midweek, maybe a Thursday, and I said to him, I'm going to ask you for forgiveness. Would you please offer it to me now? And he said, yes, I can, boy. Everybody can ask. I'd say go for it. Why not?
So what I've kind of been hoping for and thinking that it's this way, you know, when we sin and we know it, we ask him for forgiveness right away when we recognize it. And sin separates us from him. So when we do that, I kind of hope that he just takes that sin and puts it aside if he doesn't forgive it until we can be forgiven. Because if we just sin and say, yep, well, that's the way it is, I can't be connected to him.
Good point.
And I think we've had this conversation, actually, Quasar, you and I in Triland, I think we've had this conversation in person, where if we ask for forgiveness, no matter what point in time it may be for us, time means nothing over there. So technically, our sins are forgiven right away.
In theory.
Right.
But for us, because we are bound by time, we have to hear it spoken. Your sins are forgiven by a minister ordained by Jesus, right? But in this moment, Father was in that moment of time with us. So that's why it's valid. This one time.
One shot deal.
One shot deal. Father loves to say everybody gets one.
Well, like you're saying, you know, you mess up, you ask him for forgiveness. He kind of like maybe takes it and sets it over here, kind of off your shoulders, but it's still there until maybe.
Correct.
Okay.
You got it right. But if you are at a point where, and I'm not saying we're all horrible, horrible sinners, but sometimes there's things that you and I go through and we just don't have the strength to bear anymore. And it's at that moment that I went to Father and said, I am beyond weak and worn out and tired. Could you please just forgive my sins so I don't have to carry that? If you're spending time with Father, he probably is going to do a little extra for you when you're not even paying attention. And I have never heard Father, you can listen to all the recordings over all these years, has he ever pleaded with us to come and see him?
Yeah.
Every meeting he is asking us to come and see him. Please go and see him. Okay? Because I think he's got some surprises and it's killing him to not give them to us. So go see him. Anybody have anything else? Any other question? We'll move on.
Not necessarily a question, but a comment.
That's fine. Sure.
I like that we received that increase in faith. It ties into the Sunday school lesson that I taught today. So it was really cool.
What was that about?
It was the basis of it was Paul's letters to Timothy near the end of Paul's life. So essentially saying, keep the faith. I fought the good fight. I will receive my crown, like that.
Awesome.
Yeah. So it was really cool.
Wonderful. Thank you. So, this week, I experienced a catastrophic failure on my thumb drive. Oh. I had transferred everything to a new thumb drive, thinking that it all took. And then I opened that thumb drive the next day, and it erased everything that I've ever had with all of my history of all the meetings and stuff. I have backed up things to an external hard drive, but I have not done that for probably a month. So I lost the 7 trumpets. I have to get back together with Father. I'm going to see if he even wants us to pursue that. Because when he and I were talking and I was saying to him, that's gone. Now I need to come back with you. He said, I would like everyone to focus on eternity and the countries. They don't need to know about that right now. So I said, okay. I've been managing to pull information from my laptop and my external hard drive to rebuild what I had. And mostly I have almost everything that I had. So, but everything that we've had or done is on the website, the team website. And I would encourage everybody to go there because Fred's retooled it. Looks very nice. There's resources there. Starlight and I were talking and, she said, you know, maybe it'd be a good idea if we all listen to previous meetings while we're working, just to have something in the background instead of listening to music, instead of listening to something else. And I said, that's a great idea. I have done that in the past, but I haven't done it for a while because there's so much there. And there's so many things that keep coming around that need to be touched on for us. And when I hear it again, even I go, oh, I completely forgot about that. Because if you look at our journey when we started as a guardian to where we are now, there's a totally different task, right? Before, when we all became into the guardianship, it was all about killing demons, giving energy healings, having our hair on fire, constantly watching our back, helping others and all that. And where are we at right now? Honestly, I'm not throwing myself all over the planet looking for killing things, but I am what I'm doing to a country. But can you tell that there's a sense of urgency now that's not the same as it was before? and we need to focus on something different. And for me, it brings a lot more peace that we don't even have to deal with the demon aspect per se until we go to clean up a country. Then we can focus on that stuff. Okay, I'm done, choir. Moving on. So for a deeper understanding, I was thinking about this. Many criticize the Jewish nation in scripture because Father had to tell them what to do and how to do it many times. I feel that in tonight's message. I just wanted to throw that out there. I know when we read scripture, you kind of think to yourself when you're reading all about Moses and all the laws and all that stuff, you kind of scratch your head, and he even taught them how they should dig the hole to poop in. And I literally went, seriously. But then I look at this, he's literally telling us what to do again and again and again. And I even thought to myself, what are these Jews just not paying attention? Well, I apparently am not paying attention, right? So we all need to pay attention. Interesting tidbit. I've been thinking about this a lot because the world is so full of look at me, I'm special. I'm part of this group. I don't want to be a part of everybody else. I'm different. I want to be in my own class. So I thought to myself, don't focus on what makes us different. We need to focus on what makes us the same. And I think with what Father said tonight in his message, that there's a little piece of him in all of us. And we are all kind of trying to get to the same goal, which is to come back home to him. He wants that little piece that he gave us to grow and become like Jesus. And until we reach that, we can't go back to the kingdom. We can't. And it's through the life of the Holy Spirit that it gives us a chance to actually learn and understand Father on a level that not everybody else can. And for us as new apostolics, when we read scripture or we experience a service, we know that the Holy Spirit is very active in that moment. And if you're reading scripture by yourself, HS is also active in that moment to the point where you actually may see what was going on in that time as you're reading or hearing about it. But also, you go into a new spiritual cocoon, I will say. And through those moments of meditation and prayer and reading scripture and spending time with Father, when you emerge after that moment you've shared with him, you're not the same person you were. And you should have a stronger connection in your heart. You should have a stronger connection to your brothers and sisters, to your guardians and friends. And especially when you and I go into eternity, if you've had the experience to walk into a realm and feel what's in that realm, and suddenly you become overwhelmed because you can now relate to what these souls are feeling, and then you experience the most humbling thing, when they come to us and they ask us to remember them. I have stood in that moment so often and thought to myself, who am I to have that privilege to bring a soul's concerns to Father? I thought that's what angels are for, right? They seem to be slacking off, so now we got to pick up everything. We got to do it all, right? No, it's so that you and I learn empathy. We learn compassion, as Father said. That's why he was trying to give us that stuff tonight, so that we can become more like Jesus. And it's through those experiences that we share that we can, because a lot of people go, oh, there's no way I'm ever going to be like Jesus. Well, funny thing is, my dear friends, all of us are a little bit like Jesus. Are we not? We're not perfect like him, but we certainly are doing what we're supposed to be doing when we do those activities. So, okay. Any comments, questions, problems? So quiet. All right. Trisus. He has a religion for us tonight called the Druids. Trisus, please.
it's interesting how this word in pseudo religion or following is known to us in movies and such, but there's really nothing written about them directly from their own hands. Apparently, according to the Romans and Greeks, they found out that they really weren't supposed to share it by writing. Everything was verbal. So there's a lot of conjecture through the Roman and Greek historians, specifically Caesar, believe it or not, as to what the Druid faith or practices were or was. They go back and forth as to whether there were ritualistic sacrifices, even current theologians or professors of history say that really didn't happen. I was able to glean quite a bit off of a couple different websites, one specifically based in the UK. Basically, the word Druid, they think, is from Dwar, or the Irish Gaelic word for oak tree. Oh, let me share. Well, I'll post the paper. Really don't need to have it. I'm not up 100%, so it'll be a shorter. Basically, the word is wisdom. So if you watch any old beard and a staff, that's pretty much how they're portrayed, and that's pretty much how they were. You can read through the 5 pages that I got. Obviously Stonehenge comes to mind, thank you Fred, as a place of current Druids. There is a huge following of that religion now. But really, nothing's known about Stonehenge. It's all conjecture. They think Stonehenge is way older, even maybe older than the pyramids. The Druid religion came around just a couple hundred years before Christ, from what they gather. Basically, there's a lot of conjecture. And when you read this, go into it with a grain of salt. This is basically what everybody thinks happened. There were female Druids. They had an equal or even greater part of the males in their society. It was made true that that the women could even divorce their husbands with an exclamation point. Yeah, I mean, think about women's rights. And back then, before Christ, these Druid ladies could do whatever they wanted. Interesting, the Druids did have quite a bit of power. If a Druid or set of Druids thought that a war was not righteous or needed, they could stop the war. And the generals in charge had to do what they said, which is quite interesting. I've never heard of that anywhere in all of our teachings and readings. I put in some stuff about the archaeology and there's one piece of history or crown that they found, and they think it was actually belonging to a Druid high priest or something along that line, but they're not certain. You can see it. Fred's got on the screen the main holidays that are practiced. These are more current dates that are given. Wiccan is often associated with the Druid religion. It's not. It's something that I'll cover maybe sometime next year. Just a little bit farther, Fred. I want to go down to where there's the symbol on the left-hand side of the screen. This has been accepted as the Druid symbol. It's Awen or Awen. A little bit further. Basically, this is the symbol where they have brought together the parts of the religion. It's also an eco-paganism pattern that a lot of current Druids use. So I don't know how it was used back in the day. But you can read this at your leisure. it was quite interesting. So it was quite interesting, but Druids. Interesting. Fred and I talked about the movie 2004 King Arthur, where it was a reimagining of that, and the Gaelic horde ends up marrying into the current Roman hierarchy after the fall of Britain from the Romans in the 4th century. It's interesting to talk about Druids as a little known religion in that movie, but it's interesting if you want to read what my opinion of this, that's basically what the Druids were from what I read. So there's a little homework. It's good. And that's over my 5 minutes. Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody have any questions? Okay. I don't have a lot for this meeting. I did think to myself, if we were to view sin as our number one enemy, maybe we would look at our life a little bit different. I know I look at Satan and I know he's my number one enemy too, but I haven't really focused on the idea that sin is the worst thing in my life. And I think I'm going to start doing that, which I hope would actually give me a different perspective on whether I'm going to say something, do something, think something, act on something that I know is not right, and to learn to control myself. So I'm just sharing that information with all of you. I was talking with a couple couples last month, and we were talking, and I forgot to share this information at the last meeting. Every year, Starlight and I get a healing together from Father. And I would encourage all of you to try it. So I'll tell you how that works. You will be whoever, the facilitator of the healing, will prepare yourself just like you would any other healing. And for Starlight and I, we sit next to each other, we hold each other's hands, and then Father comes, and I tell Starlight what Father's saying, and we talk back and forth, and the healing is facilitated from Father to both of us. You don't need your healing master when you do this, and I can tell you, for us, it is a unique experience because he addresses both of us. And he talks about things that might enliven us together as a couple. It's not an energy healing just for one person. It's actually because it's the two of you, it joins you closer together. It brings you closer together, gives you a little bit more insight as to what the other person might be thinking. Because, you know, Father, he likes to just tear off the Band-Aid and expose everything he can at times, which is good. So I would encourage all of you to give that a whirl if you want to. As I'm sitting in this moment, I realize that Starlight and I, we usually do it the first week of January, and we didn't this year, and we still haven't. So she and I need to do that because it does make a difference for our year and how we feel and all that. Okay, so I have nothing else. Does anybody have something they'd like to share or had an experience?
I got a question for you, Trilin.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if anybody else has struggled with this, but when you mentioned healing master, it brought it to mind. I have not had a healing master for a while because my first one was a creep. And I've struggled with these healing masters. I have not been able to get one that I'm like, okay, this is it. And this individual helps me in some way, somehow, some form. And the first healing I ever did was with Tristis, and Raphael led me through all of that. Now, I'm not saying that he's my healing master or anything, but he seems to help me more through healings and on a daily basis than my healing master ever has. How do I overcome that? Anybody else struggling with that, please say there is, because I won't be the only one.
Yeah, I recently had the same thing, and I had Shamuel take over some responsibilities, but talked to Triland with this as well.
Okay.
You have to get your own healing master. Go ahead, Quasar.
I spoke with Nucleos about this, and he shared that with me. And then as we were talking, I actually had to look for Sylvia, because you know life does get in the way, and you know Father's message really hit me, because it seems like I can't keep track of the stuff I have to keep track of, and all of a sudden the day's gone. And so he gave us a really nice direction. But anyway, I hadn't been in contact with Sylvia. And so I destroyed her. I mean, I just got rid of her. And then when Nuke and I talked, he said that he didn't have one yet, and he was going to talk with you. And then I just kind of let things go, and I kind of looked around, and knew I didn't have one, but I didn't do anything that I would use Healing Master for. And so it was a really nice day on Saturday, and I just went out on my paddleboard on the lake and meditated. Finally went to see Father and had some really neat things happen. But one of the things was, prior to that, I got a healing master, or thought I had, and it just didn't seem right. And so when I was with Father, I asked him, can I get a new healing master, and just can we do it right now? And he basically reached into my heart, pulled out a ball, and started throwing it up and down and saying, okay, so let's do it. And it was the coolest thing. And then I was kind of thinking about, you know, what his name is going to be. And he said, you know what? I want you to choose the name, and we're going to make him based on that. And I thought for a while, and I thought of Tobit, because I love the story of Tobit and Tobias, some of my favorite things in the Bible. And Tobit was all about helping people. And the thing that he did was, when people died, they couldn't really do anything with them. They couldn't bury them, but Tobit secretly did. And he took care of them. And so he created Tobit for me. And it feels more connected to me than any of the others have. But it was nice that Father said, okay, let's do it right now.
That's awesome.
It was.
You can't use your... The Archangel is assigned a specific responsibility, and a Healing Master is a different creature or being than an angel. And you witnessed, Hugh, the difference. He made it out of your heart. Angels are not made out of our hearts. So I would encourage you to go see Father, ask him to create, just like Q did, a healing master for you. He'd probably do the exact same thing he did with Q, because I think for those of you who keep going through them because they just aren't the right fit, I think this will work then, because you see him making it for you specifically, and you can help in this process, which I think is even cooler, because you're actually helping Father bake a healing master, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
And I also tell you, go ahead.
No, I said, that's about it.
Yeah. I mean, he's letting you taste the bowl, lick it, the beater, whatever, be involved with it, which he doesn't normally do that, does he? He just kind of creates things and we just go with the flow. But I'll tell you how important the healing master is. Not only because you need to build a friendship with them and you need to learn to trust them, but for me, Marty is an extension of me. And I had a conversation with the Guardian this week, and I gave him instruction, and halfway through the healing, the Guardian said to me, I can see Marty. So I scolded Marty. I said, you need to be quiet. You got to hide when you're doing these things. They can't see you, man. But that's not the point. But the point is that Marty knew exactly what he needed to do and how to do it. And by the time we got done, the Guardian was feeling better. And it wasn't a call that I said, I'm going to give you an energy healing. That wasn't the case, but we were talking and I felt this could be a good time to help out. So work with your healing master. You got to spend time with them and you got to plug them in. You got to get to know them. I know it's a little unnerving if you're getting a brand new one. I know I had two or three before I got back Marty. If you feel that the very first one that you got worked the best for you, ask Father if he'd be willing to recreate and tweak that one for you. See what he says. Great conversation. Thank you. Anybody else? Anything you'd like to share? Some catastrophic war you were in that you destroyed everything and became the hero?
I don't have any of that.
Oh, we'll take whatever you got.
Well, I hope you don't mind. I just wanted to share this with everybody. So I'm going through Mom's house, right? And okay. Mom had a gazillion notebooks. And I had to go through each one because most of them were empty. Some of them she wrote in. And I actually found this one that I flipped through and I did not see it until I put it in the garage sale. And a sister in our church came to the garage sale and she's like, Sandy, this has your mom's writing in it. And I went, oh crap, I didn't know that. I miss it. And I'm so thankful that she saw it because it was just 5 or 6 pages and she titled it, I Am Thankful. And I just kind of wanted to share this because it's just kind of amazing to think, let's put everything into perspective, right? And she said, I am thankful. I'm thankful for our Heavenly Father that I am new apostolic and that I can call him my Father. I'm thankful for our Lord Jesus who died for our sins so that we have the ability to spend eternity with him and with our Heavenly Father. I'm thankful for our Holy Spirit to help and guide us. I'm thankful for all of the angels who watch over and protect us. I'm thankful for our wonderful chief apostle who so kindly and gently guides us upon this way. I'm thankful for all the other apostles and administration brothers who give of their time to help and guide us. I'm thankful for my parents that I'm so thankful that they gave me life for raising me in this new apostolic faith and for their love, kindness, and wisdom. I'm thankful for my ancestors. They raised my parents in this new apostolic faith. Many ancestors I do not know, but they must have found favor in the sight of our Heavenly Father to be instrumental in this great work. I'm thankful for grace. Everything is grace. I'm thankful for my car, that it will continue to work. I'm thankful because I can live in America where there is freedom and so much opportunity. I'm thankful for the unbelievable, awesome things our Heavenly Father has created in nature. Trees, beautiful flowers, plants, animals, mountains, valleys, oceans, rivers, fish, the sun, the moon, the stars, the entire universe. I'm thankful for my brothers and sisters in faith who I get to share so much with. I'm thankful for laughter and all of the funny things that make us laugh and feel happy and joyful. I am so thankful for my sweet congregation, how everyone is so close. And I'm thankful for my priests. And she specifically said Priest Lindbergh. And for Priest Lindbergh, who is an unbelievably awesome servant. And when I read that, I thought, oh my gosh, my mom was so amazing. She is so much better than me. And she always saw the good and the things to be thankful in, and things that I didn't even think to be thankful in. And there were quite a few more, but they're more personal. But I just wanted to share those.
Thank you. We miss your mom. She's probably working up a hoard in there, helping out so many people.
I still have not gotten to see her, but today was the first day I got to feel her.
Oh, awesome.
And yes, she is a worker bee like none other. Well, like many, let's say that.
Right. Thank you. Anybody else? Okay. I am not aware of any birthdays for September, unless I'm mistaken. Anybody know of anybody on the team? I don't think so.
Not on the team, but Noah's was on September 5th.
Oh, well, happy birthday to the little man. Our next meeting will be Sunday, October 16th. And I asked Aerostar if he would close the meeting in prayer. So Aerostar, please.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for watching over all of us. We thank you for allowing us to come into your house this morning and to hear your word. And even though we've all heard these words and lessons many, many times over the decades that we've been in the faith, we're still excited and happy to come into your home and hear these lessons, because sometimes we either forget or we just need a nudge in the right direction. We now reflect on tonight, where we all are welcome to join in this monthly meeting, and no other being has experienced this in our lifetime. So we thank you for allowing us to come together. We hear you tonight, and we are, you know, hopefully not going to be able to disappoint you further in the future. Please grant us the conviction we need to follow through on your plan. We also thank you that we also get to feel and sense your presence in every meeting, and we thank you for the opportunity. We pray and thank you for your permission to serve in your name. We continue to strive and be humble in our positions, and we pray that you can continue to give us strength and uphold the guardian's vow and the apostles' doctrine. Please let those who are struggling financially, physically, or mentally be calmed and allow for your plan to be revealed. Having insight eases our hearts and allows us to understand the turmoil that we're all experiencing. You know, like a diamond, we only really grow under pressure, so we understand. Finally, please ease the hearts of those who may teeter on the edge of their faith, and allow the softening of their heart. Please allow them to experience the love that you wish to share with them. We ask this all in your son's name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well said. Thank you.